欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告宾至如归飞向马尼拉
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company 宾至如归飞向马尼拉 Manila sa Taiwan Feel at Home ka
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho nating programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako po si Kaibigan Jay. Alam niyo ba mga kababayan, dahil summer na, napakainit ang panahon. So minsan, pag tayo ay nag-iwan ng mga pagkain sa lamesa lang, siguradong yung iba ay madaling masira. Pero itong mga pagkain na ito, maski nalagay mo sa frigider, actually dahil nga sa sobrang tagal na, maski nalagay mo sa frigider, yan ay masisira din. So nangyayari, maraming mga tao ngayon, dahil siguro kumakain sa labas at hindi naluluto maigi, yung iba ay meron ng mga bakterya. Kaya pakinggan po natin ito, no? Dahil nakakatakot, dahil usong-uso ngayon ito. Beware, bacillary dysentery during the summer. Bacillary dysentery is an intestinal infectious disease, mainly transmitted through contaminated food, drinking water, or unclean hands. The likelihood of infection increases during hot weather and in areas with poor environmental sanitation. Common symptoms: stomach ache, diarrhea, fever, blood stool. Methods of prevention: ensure food is cooked thoroughly. Only drink clean water. Do not eat unclean food. Wash your hands thoroughly before eating and after using the bathroom. When traveling or working away from home, pay attention to food and environmental hygiene to avoid taking germs home. So dahil nga sa sobrang init ang panahon, itong bakteriyang to ay napakadali kumapit sa mga maduduming pagkain. Especially, alam nyo siguro yung mga fly, di ba? Kung dami-dami ng fly, kung yung fly na yon ay tumigil sa maduming bagay, tapos dumapo sa pagkain natin, yan ay magkakaroon na ng bakterya. At kakalat na yan maiki dahil napakabilis dumami ang bakterya eh. Kaya konting panahon lang na iniwan mo yung pagkain na may madumi, masisira na siya kagad. Even kung halimbawa lagay mo rin siya sa frigider dahil hindi naman siya talagang totally naka-frost, yan food na yan ay madali rin masira. Kaya tuloy, mag-iingat tayo sa mga ganyan pagkain. Huwag na natin kakainin kung medyo matagal na pagkain or yung mga hindi masyadong cook na pagkain. Huwag nyo rin kakainin dahil hindi natin alam saan nanggaling yun. Especially kung tayo ay kumakain lagi sa labas, kung ang lugar na pinuntahan natin ay medyo madumi talaga, pwede nyo rin imagine na paano sila maglinis ng kanilang sariling pagkain. Kaya tuloy, mag-iingat tayo sa mga ganyan lugar tsaka mga ganyan hindi cook, maigi na food. Hindi lang yon, pati ang tubig. Actually, si kaibigan Jay, napaka-weak talaga pagdating sa fluid. Dahil konting dumi lang talaga ng tubig. Halimbawa, hindi siya na cook maigi, hindi nag-boiling, hindi siya boiling water at galing lang siya sa gripo, yung tap water lang, yan ay napakadaling, madali ako magtae sa ganyang naiinom natin. So, delikado po kung tayo ay nakainom ng maduming tubig. So, kung para sure tayo, dapat pwede kayo bumili ng mga mineral water sa labas or kung tayo ay pupunta, iinom tayo sa mga ibang lugar, make sure yung shop na yon ay malinis. Tignan nyo siya maigi. So, dahil sa kinain nating pagkain or ininom nating tubig or any liquid, kailangan natin talaga mag-special na mag-ingat itong mga panahon na to dahil summer. Madali dumami ang bakterya sa isang bagay dahil nga yung weather na to ay pinaka-suitable sa kanilang environment, kaya madali sila kumalat. Kaya lahat tayo, mga kababayan, kung sino mga nakikinig dito sa aming programa, mag-iingat po tayo maigi, lalong-lalo na itong summer. Bukod dito, alam nyo, mga kababayan, dahil siguro marami ng mga tao, no, na Napapansin ko, especially sa Pilipinas, ang dami ng mga tao gustong mag-aral ng Mandarin. Meron akong isang pinsan na yung anak niya gusto niya talaga paaralin ng Mandarin. Sabi ko, ba, ang daming-dami naman sources na pwede kayong mag-aral ng sarili niyong Mandarin, no? Tsaka free lang. Doon lang kayo sa internet, mag-search lang kayo ng Mandarin learning. Marami na kayong makikitang sources, eh. Kaya sinabi ko sa kanya, kung kayo mag-aaral ng Mandarin, pwede rin kayo mag-aral sa akin. Kasi ako, meron akong mga materials na pwede rin turuan or pwede kong i-share naman din dun sa meron ako na Mandarin materials. Kaya tuloy, pin-drain out ko yung mga materials ko na meron ako dito, tapos binigay ko dun sa relatives namin. Pero dahil nga sa maraming tao ngayon gusto mag-aral ng Mandarin, not necessarily na kailangan natin sumali sa class at magbayad tayo ng malaking amount. Kasi ang dami na ngayon mga sources na nasa internet lang, pwede nyo na siyang makita, mahanap. Pakinggan po natin itong information. Do you want to learn Chinese? Use free online learning resources. The Taipei Migrant Worker School YouTube channel provides a wide range of educational videos, including many on Chinese language teaching, personal health information, and occupational safety training, helping foreign workers better adapt to life in Taiwan. The videos are categories by topic and graded by a difficulty, making it easy to find programs that suit your learning needs in Indonesian, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Thai. There are also culture-related classes that seek to help employers and foreign workers better understand each other and reduce misunderstandings. Feel free to subscribe to the channel and make the most of these free learning resources. So, etong isang to na nabanggit ko nga, ang tawag ay the Taipei Migrant Worker School YouTube channel. Pwede nyo ito i-search sa YouTube at makikita nyo marami siyang mga video na iba't ibang languages na pwede nyo gamitin o pakinggan. Siyempre, pipiliin natin yung Tagalog version. Tapos, ito ay free lang na pwede mong pakinggan unti-unti kasi meron siyang mga tinuturo, lalo-lalo na sa mga common na environment. Yung usually na lagi nating na-encounter na conversation. Lahat ito ay makikita nyo dito sa YouTube channel. Bukod dito, sa halimbawa kung kayo ay pwedeng makapasok dun sa TOCFL, marami din siyang mga materials at saka mock test para naman ito sa mga estudyante na talagang mag-e-exam after nila mag-aral ng Mandarin for a while. Mag-take sila ng exam para makakuha sila ng certificate. At natutuwa din ako dahil yung mga estudyante na nandito sa Pilipinas ngayon, willing sila mag-aral ng Mandarin before sila pumunta sa Taiwan. Napaka-galing nila dahil lahat sila ay nakapasa sa examination. So, tuwan-tuwa din si kaibigan Jay, no, dahil ito ay isang experience na na-encounter ko. Yun pala, maski within a month, natututo din sila ng Mandarin maiki. Kailangan mo lang talaga mag-trying hard, mag-aral maiki, at magtanda ng maraming vocabulary. Medyo mahirap lang talaga yung tono sa salita. Pero kung kayo ay talagang eager na matuto ng Mandarin, siguradong makakaya nyo rin ito matuto at makapasa sa exam. So I believe mga Filipino students natin, hindi naman ganun ka-weak sa mga ganyan trials sa atin. Kaya tuloy, kung talagang pinag-igihan mo at nag-spend ka ng time para dito sa Mandarin ninyo, siguradong makakapasa din tayo eventually. So, bigyan nyo lang sarili nyo ng lakas ng loob, confidence, and time para mag-aral tayo ng Mandarin. So, hindi naman ganun talaga kahirap ang Mandarin matuto. Kailangan nyo lang talaga mag-spend ng time. Tsaka, tama yung iyong mga taong kasama. Kasi napansin ko yung mga estudyante nyo, kaya din sila natuto maigi dahil iisa lang ang goal nila eh, makapasa ng Mandarin. So, dahil meron kayong environment na lahat kayo ay nagtitrying hard mag-aral ng Mandarin, plus yung mga tinuturo sa'yo ay tama at merong system, so madali ka talaga matuto at makapasa sa exam. Malinaw po ba? Balik naman tayo dito sa ating programang Feel at Home ka dito. Mapapakinggan niyo ang aming programa every Sunday na 6-7. Your playtime ay 9 to 10. Hanapin niyo lang sa AM 1323 sa Taipei, AM 621 sa Taoyuan at AM 1206 sa Hsinchu. Ang fanpage namin tawag ay Feel at Home ka dito ni Kaibigan Jay. Kung kayo mayroong mga labor dispute problem, huwag niyo kalimutan tumawag sa 1-955. Yan ho ay 24 hours consultation and complaint hotline. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency Abinu ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Sayang ang mga sandaling pinalipas ko. Naroon ka na, bakit pa? Iba. Ngayon, ikaw ang pinapangarap, pinanghihinayangan ko ang lahat. Bakit pa ang pagsisisi lagi nasa huli? Ang mga lumipas ay di na maaaring balikan. Sayang, bakit ako cool.
Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
Mga kababayan, sa loob ng isang oras nating programa, ang una-unahon niyong mapapakinggan ng policy at regulations ay what to do if you suspect you have caught dengue fever. Number 2,
the Ministry of Labor provides condolence payment services.
Number 3, bawal magdala ng meat galing sa ibang bansa. Number 4, migrant workers with TB. Number 5, human trafficking. So itong mga aming naibabanggit sa inyo na policies and regulations ay galing po sa Ministry of Labor. Kung kayo ay gusto niyo pa malaman ng more than that, pwede ho nating bisitahin ang Ministry of Labor website mismo or pwede kayo mag-message sa aming fanpage sa Feel at Home Ka Dito ni Kaibigan Jay. At another sources na gusto niyo ho malaman, pwede ho niyo hingiat ng consultation, tawag lang po tayo sa 1-955. Kaya stay tuned lang mga kababayan, wag ho kayo aalis, pakinggan lang ho itong aming programa sa Feel at Home Ka Dito.
What should you do when you receive a summons? What should you be aware of when you're in court? Welcome to this segment on defendants in criminal litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the summons. After receiving the summons, which parts should you pay particular attention to? First, you should note the contact details of the court and the clerk in charge. Once you're at the courthouse, you'll give your case number to court personnel so they can check on your case. The cause of action refers to the type of criminal litigation on the basis of the facts. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on that day. The branch ID is the branch the court has appointed to hear your case. The type of session reveals what the court is prepared to do on the court date. The most common sessions are preliminary proceedings and trial proceedings. When the case comes to court, the preliminary proceedings will begin, and the court will confirm if the defendant has admitted guilt in the answer to the complaint, and whether they have appealed to investigate the investigation evidence. After the preliminary proceedings have concluded, a date will be chosen for the trial, with cross-examinations and oral arguments, where each side will present their case. The most important thing is that you need to offer up a response or evidence within the stated time frame or appoint a lawyer to defend you. You should attend in person unless you have a valid reason not to. If you receive a summons and don't attend, what will happen? The consequences are very serious. If you don't appear on time without a valid reason, the court will issue a warrant for the police to arrest you, or you'll be listed as wanted by the police. What should I do if I can't attend court on the designated date? If the case involves a non-serious crime, in principle, you can appoint an agent ad litem to attend court for you. If you are unable to attend court due to illness or a business trip, please remember to apply to the court for leave before the court date and attach evidentiary documents. If the court approves, you can then take leave. What if you take issue with anything listed in the complaint mailed to you by the prosecutor? You can submit a written defense to the criminal complaint before the court date or on the same day. Or, on the court date, you can give an oral statement in court. A little reminder. If you need to consult examples of a written criminal defense, you can visit our website and our AI customer service assistant can help you. Just enter written defense in the search box and you'll find templates and examples to use as a reference. How can I appoint someone to defend me? You can appoint a lawyer to defend you, a statutory agent, a spouse, or a third-degree relative can also independently retain a defense attorney for you. After appointing your defender, you need to sign a power of attorney for criminal action form and submit it to the court. Will the court appoint a public defender or lawyer for me for free? In certain situations, if you have not chosen a defender, the court will appoint one for you. For example, in cases in which the minimum punishment for criminal responsibility is a fixed-term imprisonment of not less than 3 years, or in cases of civil strife, treason, obstructing diplomatic relations, Article 7.1 of the National Security Law and its attempted crimes, and crimes specified in Items 1 to 3 of Article 8. If defendants are suffering from a mental illness or disorder, or are mentally challenged and are unable to effectively express their opinion, or they're indigenous or from a low-income background, the court will appoint a lawyer for them. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. The courtroom is a solemn place, so if you do attend in person, please take care to dress appropriately to show you take your own rights seriously. On that day, remember to bring the summons, your ROC ID card, or other identification, and any documents listed on the summons. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are two ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. After you've registered and arrived at the appointed court, wait for the court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Taking pictures, video, and making audio recordings in the courtroom is not permitted. If required, you can apply for a CD recording from the court after proceedings are complete. Now I'll take you on a tour of the courtroom. At the front is the judge's bench. Below the judge are the court clerk and the court interpreter. In the center is the witness stand. The victim and the prosecutor are on the right. The defendant and their agent ad litem are on the left. Witnesses and other relevant persons are in the spectator gallery waiting to testify. When called upon, enter the seat designated for the defendant. The judge will check some of your basic information with you, including your name, date of birth, and residential address, and ensure that you are not bound to the will of external parties. Then they will announce the cause of action and inform you of your rights. We advise you to write out a clear answer to the complaint and submit it to the court. When you appear in court, you should address the main points to ensure the court's time is used effectively. The judge will ask you to clarify anything they have questions about. If you're unsure as to your ability to explain clearly, you can provide written documents to supplement your testimony. Please respect the right of others to explain themselves. Do not interrupt them. If you want to counter, please raise your hand. You may speak again with the judge's permission. In court, the clerk will make a written record of the main points of the proceedings. Everyone will have a computer monitor to view this record. If you discover an error or a misunderstanding in this record, you can report it immediately. During a trial, defendants have the right to remain silent. You can choose not to answer when questioned, as you shouldn't be compelled to make statements that don't conform with what you think. In the preliminary proceeding, the prosecutor will explain the facts of the crime, and the judge will explain the details of the complaint and the response. The judge will ask you if you wish to express opinions on the evidence offered up. and the facts as described by the prosecutor. Both you and the prosecutor can ask for additional evidence to be investigated, and the court will define the scope and method for this. The judge will collate this and list the points of contention and agreement between both parties. During the trial process, the prosecutor will explain the cause of action, and you can respond. At this time, both parties will cross-examine relevant witnesses and experts to verify the evidence obtained in the investigation. After the evidence has been investigated, you and the prosecutor will debate your guilt. Then the two sides will discuss sentencing. The judge will ask you to make your final statement. If the verdict has not been handed down by the court yet, the judge will inform the court of the next court date and location. If the judge thinks that the evidence has been sufficiently investigated, he will announce the conclusion of oral arguments. The judge will then choose a date to announce the verdict. If you are found guilty, they will confirm the crime and the sentence. The court will publish the main text of the judgment on the day after it is announced, and you can find it on the Judicial UN's website. Giving testimony in court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's uphold justice together.
Masasaktan dahil pangako ko'y wala. hindi ang puso ko.
Taiwan Policy.
Pero halimbawa, no, may nangyari sa ating during trabaho, may nangyaring occupational damage or injury, or nagkaroon kayo ng mga emergency na surgery na sugatan kayo, o kaya halimbawa lang, nasa labas kayo, hindi na occupational, meron pa rin kayong nasugatan. Or minsan dahil sa sakit ninyo, hindi kayo makapagtrabaho, or yung iba naman ay namatay sa Taiwan mismo. Yun ay meron silang mga tinatawag na benefit para makuha ninyo. So pakinggan po natin, no? The Ministry of Labor provides condolence payment services. If you experience an occupational accident or injury or illness while at work that prevents you from working, the government will provide financial assistance. Eligibility is, una-una, personal injury. Pangalawa, occupational accidents. Pangatlo, illnesses that prevent you from working. Pang-apat, debt. So, ang payments, one-time condolence payment is special cases. Individuals can receive up to 100,000. Remember, condolence payments provide temporary assistance. Only by having national health insurance or labor insurance is more complete protection available. If you need help applying, call the 1-955 hotline. So, kung halimbawa maximum, kung kayo ay nag-request dito sa condolence payment service, ang isang bayaran nila sa inyo ay 100,000, maximum po yun. So, hindi naman lahat po na mabibigyan na ng 100,000 NTD. Kung halimbawa, meron lang kayong nagkasugat, nagkaroon ng injury, or nagkaroon ng accident, kaya kailangan i-emergency sa hospital at surgery nga, yun ay possible makakuha din po kayo. Kasi nga, ang labor para sa mga foreign workers, pwede ito i-offer sa mga foreign workers, itong condolence payment service. So, basta mag-a-apply lang po kayo. For more information, pwede po kayo tumawag sa 1-955 mag-inquire tungkol dito sa condolence payment. Okay ba? At dahil summer na, ninyo ba napapansin parang medyo dumadami ata ang mosquito? Siyempre, pag halimbawa maraming mosquito, kung kayo ay nasa mga bundok, naku, mas lalong marami huyaan. Pero alam nyo ba anong symptoms kung kayo ay nakagat ng mosquito at tamang-tama nahawaan kayo ng dengue? Yan ay napakadelikado dahil mapapansin mo sigurado yun kagad dahil unang-una, magkakaroon ka ng sakit sa tiyan at sumusuka at masakit na masakit ang tiyan. And then sa skin mo, no, magkakaroon ka ng spot or merong kang bugbog sa skin mo. And then pangatlo, meron pa silang nagdudugo ang gilagit or ang ilong mo, nagdudugo din. Possible pa, meron pang mga bleeding. Kaya pakinggan natin itong mga symptoms dahil para mayroon kayong idea kung kayo ay nakagat ng mosquito at nahawaan tayo ng dengue, para alam niyo anong symptoms mga nandito. What to do if you suspect you have caught dengue fever? If you display any of the following symptoms, be alert and seek immediate medical care. Number 1, severe abdominal pain or persistent vomiting. Number 2, bleeding under the skin or bruising. Number 3, bleeding gums or nosebleeds. Number 4, spitting blood or coffee-colored vomit. Number 5, black or bloody stool. Number 6, drowsiness, confusion or restlessness. Number 7, cold, pale or clammy hands and feet. Number 8, 4 to 6 hours without urinating. Number 9, difficulty breathing. If you fall ill, be sure to get plenty of rest. Drink enough fluids to prevent dehydration. Take medication as instructed by a medical professional and avoid being bitten by mosquitoes to ensure the virus is not spread to others. Make sure there is no standing water in your living environment to prevent mosquitoes breeding and reduce the spread of disease. Siyempre, iiwas tayo dun sa mga area na mga mararaming mosquito, no? Kung halimbawa kayo pupunta sa mga bundok, eh magsuot ho tayo ng long sleeve. Alam ko ay mainit ang panahon, pero kasi para makaiwas ho kayo nakagatin ng mosquito, okay ba?
Another susunod na i-announce namin tungkol dun sa mga kababayan ho natin, dahil medyo nag-i-start na ulit, dumating yung mga iba-ibang route tourists. Nagtutour dito yung mga ibang relatives natin, kaibigan natin, or families natin papunta dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan lang ho natin, no, na hindi tayo pwede magdala ng any meats product dito sa Taiwan. Or mag-order sa online ng meat products. Dahil pag kayo nakita na meron kayong dala or bumili sa ibang bansa na meat, ito ay kailangan itapon kagad sa basurahan. Or pwede nyo rin ibigay itong meat na to sa Animal Protection Office or sa Defense Inspection Bureau. Pwede tayo tumawag sa 0800-039-131. Ulitin ko, sa 0800-039-131. Pag kayo nagkaroon ng violations, nahanapan kayo ng meat na meron kayong daladala dito sa Taiwan, or mag-order ng meat din sa ibang bansa at dadalhin dito sa Taiwan, mapipenaltihan ho tayo ng 7 years sa kulong or sa 3 million NT dollar na fine. Kaya wag ho natin ito susubukan na bumili ng any meat sa ibang bansa at dadalhin dito sa Taiwan, or magdala din ng kung ano nung meat papunta dito sa Taiwan, dahil ito ay bawal. Halimbawa, mahulihan tayo sa airport nang meron tayong daladalang meat, siguradong kukuhanin nila itong meat ninyo, itatapon din to kagad. Kung halimbawa hindi tayo nakipag-cooperate sa kanila, ay baka tayo mapenaltihan ng malaki. Kaya iwasan ho natin itong mangyari sa atin, dahil malaki po ang penalty ho dito. Malaki po ang fines na halagang 3 million NT dollar saka, or 7 years na pwede tayong maikulong sa kulungan. Kung kayo ay merong pang mga katanungan dito sa tungkol sa meat, pwede tayo tumawag sa 0800-039-131. Doon naman sa mga kababayan ho natin na migrant workers with tuberculosis. So you just need to cooperate with DOTS, take medicine regularly, and you can receive treatment in Taiwan. Ito ay new regulations governing management of the health examination of employed aliens go into effect on January 1, 2022. Itong policy na to ay kakalabas lang simula ng January 1 dun sa mga foreigners na nandito sa Taiwan kung kayo ay nagpapa-medical checkup regularly. Kung halimbawa tayo na find out na tuberculosis is a curable disease, migrant workers cooperating with DOTS and taking medicine for 14 days are almost not infectious. If they take medicine regularly for more than 6 months, the treatment is completed. So those who are applicable to migrant workers diagnosed with tuberculosis or tuberculosis pleurisy, excluding multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, and the application documents you need to provide the certificate of diagnosis and directly observe treatment, short course consent form for foreign employee. And how to apply? Employers should submit the application documents to local health departments within 15 days from the next day of the receipt of the certificate of diagnosis. For more information, you can call 1922 to the Communicable Disease Reporting and Consultation Hotline or 1855 to the Migrant Workers Consultation Hotline. Kaya dun sa mga kababayan natin, kung halimbawa tayo na diagnose na meron tayong tuberculosis, pwede ho tayo magstay dito sa Taiwan muna para mag-treatment. Dahil ang nakalagay ho dito, basta mag-continuously lang kayo mag-take ng medicine regularly ng 6 months, ito ay curable. Kaya kung halimbawa allow tayo ng employers natin na mag-continuous mag-work dito, kailangan din natin makipag-cooperate sa hospital na continuously mag-take ng medicine ng 6 months, continuously. Okay ho? For more information, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1922 or 1955.
Ang anunsyong ito ay atid ng Workforce Development Agency, Ministry of Labor.
Hindi mo na mapipilit, wala nang babalikan. Sa liwanag mo saktan, nakikiusap sa'yo, patawarin mo na lang ako. Patawarin, pasensya ka na.
So, okay, balik tayo dito sa ating pinaka-main topic, no, na ito ay napaka-importante ho ito na malaman ng mga kababayan natin kasi minsan hindi natin alam na tayo pala ay nabibiktimanan ng human trafficking. So, pag sinabing human trafficking, ano sa akala ho natin? Anong ginagawa ho ng employer or broker natin na tayo ay naging biktima ng human trafficking? Okay, unang-una, sexual exploitation. ibig sabihin, tayo ay pinipilit nila magkaroon ng sex contact sa mga ibang tao o kaya binebenta nila tayo na magkaroon ng transaction na sex transaction sa ibang tao o kaya tinatakot tayo at kinukulong tayo sa isang lugar at para magkaroon ng sex transaction. Isa rin yan. Pangalawa, labor exploitation. So, ibig sabihin, tayo ay pinapatrabaho na hindi tayo binabayaran. Ang tawag doon ay labor exploitation. So, yan ay might be nasa bahay tayo nagtatrabaho, pero meron silang ginagawang mga reasons na hindi tayo binabayaran ng salary. Usually, pati din yung mga ID or passport natin, kung halimbawa hindi din binibigay sa atin, hindi sa atin pinapahawak at tinatago nila. Tapos yung ating pinagpaguran na sahod natin ay hindi rin nila binibigay. Ginagawa nila ng another items na binibigay sa'yo. Halimbawa, binibigyan ka ng mga mamahalin na damit. Meron bang kapalit at hindi nila binibigay talaga yung pinaka-salary natin mismo? Pwede rin tawag doon na human trafficking. Pangatlo, ito ay napaka-rare na mangyari, no? Pero meron din, syempre, sa iba-ibang bansa, yung organs natin. Yung bang pumunta tayo sa isang lugar, bigla na lang mawalan tayo ng malay, tapos makita natin yung tiyan natin na nahiwa na dahil kinuha na yung organs natin sa loob. Might be kinuha na isang kidney natin, usually kidney nga kasi dalawa yung kidney meron eh. So yung isa kung halimbawa kinuha nila might be ayun, human trafficking, victim na rin yun ng human trafficking. Yung mga victims na yan, usually ginagawa ng mga employers or brokers ay meron silang pananakot, tinitreaten nila tayo o minsan ay kinukulong para hindi tayo lumabas, hindi tayo magkaroon ng chance humingi ng saklolo sa ibang lugar, sa ibang tao o kaya makatawag. Kaya pati cellphone natin tinatago, even cellphone hindi tayo pinapagamit or binibenta nila tayo sa mga ibang tao. So yun ay mga usually biktima ng human trafficking na tinatawag. Kung halimbawa tayo ay meron na nakaka-encounter ng ganyan situations, huwag niyo kalimutan tumawag kagad sa unang-una, pwede tayo tumawag sa police 110 o kaya sa immigration police. Ang number ay 02-2388-3095 or sa 1955. Maghingi ho tayo ng consultations or magtanong tayo sa kanila kung yan ba ay consider na rin na human trafficking. Tandaan ho natin, basta ho tayo tinago yung ating ARC and passport, hindi tayo pinapalabas at hindi tayo binabayaran ng sahod natin. O kaya na-encounter nyo na tinatawag kayo na employer nyo or broker nyo magkaroon ng sex contact sa ibang tao, yan ay consider na rin na human trafficking, okay? So, usually, merong mga questions and answer na might be ma-encounter ho ninyo. So, tignan nyo kung alin yung isa dito na magiging isa sa mga questions natin. Unang-una, kung halimbawa tayo naging human trafficking, what is going to happen next? Okay, the police will need to ask you some questions. Telling them the truth will help them make a right judgment to protect your rights and give you the protection you will need. If you are really scared, you can tell the police what or who it is what you are scared of. Number two, will I be sent home? If it is confirmed that you are a victim of human trafficking, the police will hope that you can help with their investigation to punish those people who have hurt you. If you are willing to cooperate, you may need to stay in Taiwan for a period of time until the case is closed. Then, with help, you will return home safely. Number three, will I be put in jail? If it is confirmed that you are a victim of human trafficking, you will be placed in a secret place for your protection. There, you will have some freedom of movement, and someone will take care of you and assist you with related events while you are in Taiwan. Number four, will I take back the money my boss owes me? The police and social workers will try their best to assist you and get associates to help. If you are subject to a court case, a lawyer will be provided for free. Number five, am I a victim of human trafficking? Okay, one, were you beaten or abused? Or were you or your family threatened? Another one is, were you worried about your or your family's safety when you refused to work or when you left? Another one is, could you come and go freely? Was your home or your workplace locked? Were you always accompanied by someone when you went out? Another one is, could you take freely with your family or others? Was there always someone watching you when you made a phone call? Another one is, was your work the same as the job description you got in the beginning? Did you have to do more than what you have agreed to do in the beginning? Another one is, was your salary the same as you were promised? Was your salary deducted for no reasons? Was your salary lower than the minimum wage? Did someone else take or withhold your salary? Another one is, could you keep your own identification or other important documents? So yun lahat ang mga possible na biktima ng human trafficking. Number 6, were you forced or tricked into taking drugs? What are the rights for victim of human trafficking? If you are willing to stay in Taiwan and serve as witness, you will receive the following help. Number 1, you will be placed at a secret place where you will not be found by the persons who hurt you. Number 2, there will be interpreters who can speak your language and also social workers who will help you. You can discuss any problems with social workers. Number 3, when you need to see a doctor, the government will pay for your medical expenses. Number 4, you can apply for a temporary residence permit. You will also have legal identification documents during your stay in Taiwan. Number 5, you can apply for work permit. If you are approved, you can look for a suitable job. Number 6, you will be accompanied by a social worker when you are questioned by the police or go to court. Number 7, you can request a lawyer for free for your lawsuit. Number 8, you will not be punished for offenses that you are direct results of your being trafficked. Question number 7, what are my rights during the investigation? Okay, you can ask for social workers to accompany you when you are being questioned. Number 1, the social worker who accompanies you is someone who wants to help you. If anything bad happened to you, she or he will come to the police station to help. Number 2, the social worker who accompanies you will work with the interpreter to explain things you don't understand. Number 3, you can ask for an interpreter who is fluent in your language to help you with translation. Number 4, after the questioning, you can request the police to have the interpreter translate the written statement so you can make sure the statement is correct. So, sa dami ng mga sinabi ko ditong questions, no? Kung halimbawa kayo ay meron pang mga gusto alamin o kaya yaan ba or tayo ba ay under human trafficking victim. Lahat ho yan magkakaroon ng sagot kung tayo ay tatawag at magkoconsult sa 1-955. Okay ho? Kaya mga kababayan, kung tayo ay merong mga problems sa mga sinasabi ko kanina sa inyo, yung mga questions natin, kung tayo gusto natin malaman kung tayo ba'y biktima ng human trafficking, huwag nating kalimutan tumawag sa hotline. Una-una, sa police pwede, 110 ang hotline. Pangalawa, sa immigration police, ang number ay 02-2388-3095 o kaya sa 1-955. Good news mga kababayan, dahil recently lang, in-announce itong Integrated Service Center for Migrant Women and Children. So, what if I am pregnant? Can I continue to work? Ang sagot ay, don't worry, the Integrated Service Center for Migrant Women and Children is online now. So, please call if you have any questions about pregnancy consultation or service target mga foreigners currently working in Taiwan. Itong ginawa na to ng Ministry of Labor para ho sa mga kababayan natin na buntis. Kung kayo ho ay merong mga problema regarding dito sa labor dispute problem, halimbawa, nabuntis nga ho tayo dito sa Taiwan, ano yung mga dapat natin malaman ang ating mga rights, especially kung halimbawa finuforce tayo ng employer natin na umuwi na lang sa Pilipinas, anong dapat gawin? At yung mga privilege natin na dapat natin makuha, halimbawa tayo ay pregnant, pwede ba tayo mag-leave, mag-file ng leave? Yan ho ay meron din mga regulations na kailangan natin malaman, no? So, pwede tayong tumawag dito sa hotline sa 03 2522522. Ulitin ko ho, itong service center number na sa 03-2522-522. Pwede ho tayo mag-inquire sa kanila regarding dito sa pagbubuntis natin sa Taiwan, kung pwede ba tayo mabuntis dito sa Taiwan. Okay ho? Ito ay napakalaking tulong sa atin ng Taiwan government, dahil habang tayo nandito sa Taiwan, di natin kailangan mag-alala na mawalan tayo ng trabaho. At kung halimbawa manganganak na tayo, pwede rin tayo dito manganak sa Taiwan. Tandaan ho nyo yun. Yan ho ay rights ng mga women na nandito sa Taiwan. Kaya tayo ay equally lang ho na pwedeng mabuntis dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan ho nyo yun. Especially dun sa mga kababayan natin, kung kayo ay nasa factory worker, meron pa tayong makukuha ng maternity benefits galing sa labor insurance ho. So, tatandaan ho ninyo na kung halimbawa kayo yung merong mga problema regarding dito sa pagbubuntis natin sa habang tayo nandito sa Taiwan, pwede tayo tumawag sa hotline sa 03-2522-522. Mapapansin nyo siguro kasi isang line lang ho siya, no? Isang number lang ho. So, might be medyo mahihirapan kayo tumawag, pero be patiently na lang na tumawag ho tayo dito sa number na to, kasi ito yung makakatulong ho sa atin. At kung halimbawa naman kayo ay merong din mga labor dispute problem, pwede pa rin tayo syempre tumawag sa 1-955, kasi yan ay pwedeng tumulong sa inyo mag-file ho ng complaint regarding dito sa employers natin or sa broker natin kung tayo ay pinapauwi enforcely sa Pinas, kung halimbawa tayo ay buntis. Okay, tandaan niyo ho yun. So, meron tayong rights na magstay pa rin dito sa Taiwan na magtrabaho kung halimbawa kaya nyo pa rin na magtrabaho. Okay ho? Ang number ay pwede tayong tumawag sa 03-2522-522.
Ang anunsyong ito ay atid ng Workforce Development Agency, Ministry of Labor.
Let me tell you where to visit during holidays. There are many festivals throughout the year in Taiwan. We recommend you to experience and explore. The most iconic festival in spring is the Lantern Festival, which celebrates the beginning of a new year. We recommend you to take a train and visit the famous Pingxi District in New Taipei City to release a lantern. In summer, there's the Dragon Boat Festival. You can row dragon boats, hang Asiatic wormwood, and taste delicious sticky rice dumplings. We invite you to visit Zhanghua Lugang, Hainan, Kaohsiung, to enjoy a dragon boat race and visit attractions nearby to experience local traditional culture. The Moon Festival in September is the time to enjoy mooncakes, homelope, barbecue, while admiring the moon, a moment of gathering. Barbecuing together is a special custom unique to Taiwan during the Moon Festival. Remember to find an appropriate place if you wish to barbecue and admire the moon. We invite you to experience Taiwanese culture, travel safely, and in any circumstances, do not drive under the influence of alcohol. This includes cars, motorcycles, electric bicycles, and bicycles. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
Turing ang iyong sariling naghahawi ng ulap.
以上节目与广告是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目，宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home Kadito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.